You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Kate, what are you listening to?
Wonderful music.
That's nice. What song are you listening to?
Wonderful music.
Oh, what's that from? Hey everybody, welcome back to What's That From?
Musicals we don't know, but probably should. I'm Kate.
And I'm Josh.
And this is episode 14.
14, and it's 110 in the shade.
We have another live studio audience today. Another roommate, Camille's here. Camille, if you want to give a little,
Hey.
Another
COVID, we have a little COVID bubble here in New York, and, A live studio audience. You feeling hot? Because, woo.
It's hot. It's about 110 in the shade here. This was a goodie. This one was like a magical one. That's like how I want to describe it. Like it felt, the music feels magical to me.
It was a surprise to me as well because I have only ever heard of it, I feel like, in odd settings. Like
I've just heard every girl sing like two songs from it.
Yes. And nothing else.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a weird, I don't know. It was in my brain. It just like didn't really, I just only thought of it as that, and, like, that was it.
Yeah.
But now that it's, like...
I was like, oh, this is, like, an actual musical.
And it's, like...
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I liked it.
Like, they did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's written by the same people who wrote The Fantastics.
Which, like, classic. Love the...
Kate and I love singing The Fantastics music.
Literally love The Fantastics, so I feel like I should have known that this was gonna be...
I feel like I can really describe their music style as, like, sweet. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, parts of this aren't, like, sweet. Some of it is very serious or, like, dramatic. But, like, they always give me this, like, aura of, like, sweetness.
It, like... It honestly... this may sound really prolific about it, but it, like, makes me transcend. Like, it honestly is, like, a visceral experience listening to their music because I think... It is so theatery.
Yeah.
Like, this would never not be theater.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm like, oh, thank goodness. I don't have to pretend I'm listening to a pop song. I don't have to pretend I'm, like, I'm listening to a full orchestra play a beautiful score.
When I was listening to it, all I was thinking was, I want to see what this looks like on stage. Like,
yeah.
I just want to see what it looks like.
And I think that's what their music does. It's not like... I don't know, like 13. It's like, I don't even really picture anything when I'm listening to 13,
right.
Like love 13, but it's like, that could like a pop song, like a pop artist could like cover it. And I would not know the difference,
right.
But like, this is like, oof, musical theater.
Before we get too far, I feel like we got to do the 30-second plot challenge.
I forgot. Is it you doing it?
It is.
So you reminded
yourself.
Okay, so you must have been preparing.
I did not. I just realized that we should do it. Let's do it.
Wow, I'm like going to be really impressed when you do this because I'm not even really sure I fully understand what goes on.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
And go.
There's Lizzie. She is like a little older to be single in this time. She lives in like the Midwest during like the Great Depression. And everybody judges her for not having a husband yet. And she kind of judges herself for not having a husband yet. And then this guy, magical guy, comes in saying that he can make it rain because they're in a drought and it's really hot. And then she is like, oh, like, I know you're a con man. And he's like, maybe I am. And then they kind of fall in love. But then she ends up in the end deciding that she wants the simple life and that she knows.
Done.
Okay. That's close.
That's like the most, like, in a stressful situation, if someone ever cuts me off, I'm just gonna go, okay. Like, next time I'm in like a audition and they're like, that was 8 bars, I'm gonna just go, okay.
I feel like that was like the gist.
Yeah, I honestly felt really calm listening to that too.
Yeah.
Normally they kind of stress me out, but that one, I just felt like you knew what you were doing.
I feel like I understand the show.
To me, correct me if I'm wrong, but why is 110 in the Shade, in my mind, the exact same plot of The Music Man?
Yeah, it's very similar. Definitely, as I was like reading about it, I was like, oh, okay.
I cannot get them out of...
Con Man comes into town.
I cannot get it out of my head.
This is like Oklahoma meets Music Man. Tell me I'm wrong.
It literally is Rodgers and Hammerstein's Music Man.
It is. Oklahoma meets the Music Man is 110 in the Shade.
That is the most accurate thing I have ever heard. I feel like we could end the episode here. All you need to know about it is it literally is the Music Man, like, meets Oklahoma.
But as I was listening to it, I was like, wow, a lot of these songs would be really good. Like, guys can make a lot of good cuts of some of those songs for an Oklahoma audition.
No, and like, the songs are... For men, I thought they were, first of all, some really, really beautiful songs.
Very operatic.
Operatic, yeah. And like hard to sing, but easy to act, I think. Like, yeah. I was like, what? Why am I not hearing 110 in the Shade? If you're like even considering singing a song from Oklahoma, close the book. I mean, love Oklahoma. Really, I do. Close it and open up 110 in the Shade. I think you'll find something.
Yeah, definitely very similar and different, and that you don't know about.
Yeah.
But to elaborate a little more... They are in a heat wave. It's the 4th of July. It's in the southwest of the United States. And there is like a ranch that she lives on with her brothers and her dad. And her dad is like kind of really sweet. Like, he really wants her to be happy.
It's so cute.
He like her brothers really pick on her for not having a husband at her age. And they are trying everything they can to... set her up with somebody.
Right.
And she's willing. She's always like, sure, fine, yeah. Like, I don't want to be lonely.
She's a great sport.
Yeah. But her dad is like, really wants her to make a connection. And they're trying to set her up with the sheriff in town.
Right.
Because the sheriff had his wife leave him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but he's kind of like awkward with women. Like,
he's also like, I know a setup when I see one. No.
And he wants to, he does want to be with somebody too, but he's like, you know, he's a man. He's.
Yeah.
Difficult. Yeah. And then this guy comes into town saying that he can make it rain.
But they like when you say
he can
that,
make it rain. Yeah.
That's like exactly what it sounds like.
But he needs them to pay him. But he's a con man, so basically he's gonna take their money and just leave and
he's like
miserable.
He's like guaranteed 24 hours. Once again, this is the Music Man, comes and sells something that he cannot do. And then falls in love. Sorry.
Yeah, literally.
But, and like an old woman. I'm sorry. It's just uncanny. The relation
right?
between
them. Yeah, it is. It is.
Which one came first?
Well, this was on Broadway in 1963.
And it was based on a play called The Rainmaker, which came out in the 50s.
And The Music Man was 1957. So The Music Man came first.
But The Rainmaker was written in the early 50s.
Oh, I see. So you're saying maybe
The play.
Music Man was stolen from The Rainmaker? T.
T. So, Meredith Wilson, if you're listening.
We know.
We know you based your musical on The Rainmaker. And we also know that you're a man, unrelated.
Random, but... Sam Foster and Marion? What about Sam Foster as Lizzie?
True.
I could see that.
Maybe they should do like a American in Paris.
Every other night.
Every other night they switch between the Music Man and One Dead in the Shade.
I think we're on to something.
This is called taking an idea and running with it.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, sounds good to me too. I'd see both.
But then anyway. Lizzie's dad gives him the money to make it rain. Because he likes what he has to say. And his name is
Starbuck.
And also Tornado Johnson. He's a con man. He has different names.
Starbuck.
I kinda like, I don't know, I kinda like both of those stage names.
Starbuck.
Tornado Johnson.
Venti. So he comes in and of course wins the hearts and minds.
Also, like Oklahoma, they're having a picnic. That's the other thing that's like Oklahoma.
This is so weird.
Because they're having like a big picnic for the girls and the gals. I mean, the gays and the gals? No, the guys and the gals.
You said the girls and the gals.
I got there.
Oh, you gotta love it.
But then Lizzie, like having this like new exciting man come into town, gives her the idea of like, oh, like I could live a life like that. I could be sassy. I could be raunchy.
Ugh, such a good number.
Such a good number. If you haven't seen it, you should watch Audra McDonald do that on the Tony Awards. Speaking of, Audra McDonald played this part, so you know it's good.
Speaking of. Yeah, and she does this crazy cartwheel. You literally have to watch it.
She does a dive cartwheel where she could have left her hands off the ground and done an aerial.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really impressive. And not enough people clap after she does it. It was like kind of an awkward, like, few people who clap. And I would be standing.
It took my breath away.
Yeah.
I literally gasp when I watch it. And then I like have to rewind it like 4 times to watch it again. It's incredible. Yeah, anyway.
But then, so they try to set Lizzie up with the sheriff, File. And that's his name. File. And he is like, I don't know about this. So he leaves her and she's like, I'm going to end up alone and sad. That's the end of Act 1. So, yeah.
Sounds like the end of Act 1 to, like, every musical.
Ending up alone and sad. Yeah. And then Act 2 starts, and the stars are out, and everybody's like, ooh, I love the stars, because they're still at the picnic, and they're all in love. And Lizzie is like, oh, I'm still sad. And then Tornado Johnson, Starbuck man, comes in, and he's like, hey, you would, like, I think you would thrive if you changed your name to Melisande. And she's like, excuse me?
She's like, wait.
I don't think so. I like my name.
She said, Lissy?
And he's like, no, Melisande. And he tells her this whole story. And he's a storyteller. He's a con man. He paints these big pictures. He, like, convinces people. He distracts them. And he gets them, like, caught up in his spell. So he's, like, painting this huge picture for her. And she's like, wow.
The song is stunning. Yes,
it's very pretty. And then she's like, actually, I like me. I like simple little me. I like simple little things. And
it's so sweet.
So sweet. And she's like, I get it. I get what you're saying. But
she's like, I hear you. She's like, I'm listening.
But you don't get me. Like, I just don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't think I do.
So cute.
But then he kind of gets in her head. And then she starts being like, I don't know. Do I want that? Is it exciting? And then they end up making love.
Yeah, so not really sure what that tells you. If someone tells you to change, and then you say, I don't really want to change, but you're in the moonlight, I say go for it.
I think go for it. And then it's like back to the picnic, and her brother is like flirting with this little girl, and then about their little red hat, which is a cute song.
Yeah, it is.
And then the sheriff comes in and is like, hey, I heard about this con man. I really think it's Starbuck. And so they, like, go to search for him, but Lizzie's dad knows that she's with him, and it's like, I'm not going to tell you where they are, because she knows, he knows that they're having a moment, and even if she never ends up with somebody ever again, he wants her to have that experience.
Happy.
He wants her to at least have experienced that moment of love, which is so nice.
The dad is, like, the true hero of this.
And, like, normally you would think in this kind of show, he would be like, get that man away from my daughter.
Get married now.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's like, go have fun.
Yeah. And so then, once they finally get up to him, they're like, okay, the sheriff's like, I want to be with you. And she's like, oh, wait, but now you want to be with me, but now I kind of want to be with Tornado Johnson Starbuck. And Starbuck is like, come with me, let's go travel. And she's like, I think I'm gonna stay. And so she stays, and as Starbuck is leaving, thunder crashes, and guess what? It starts to rain. Also, I forgot to say, he confesses to Lizzie that he's a con man.
Yeah.
When they're like making love, he like tells her that.
He's like, by the way. He's like, just before this all goes down, literally. I just need you to know I'm a con man.
And so he leaves, she stays, it rains, curtain down.
And like literally the big zinger that comes with Wenton in the Shade is they make it actually rain on the stage.
Yeah, that's nice.
I was reading a YouTube comment of this lady that was like, the YouTube comments, first of all, are always where you need to go if like you're really just looking for some entertainment. But she was like, I sat in the first row just so I could feel the rain at the end of the musical.
Me too.
I was like, great. I love that for you. So yeah, that's one Ten in the Shade in a nutshell.
Parts of it do feel like, because it's like, get married, you're old and alone, lady. And it's like, that's not really like,
no, you mean okay. Lizzie.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah. But part of it is like, she is, I don't know, it's tough. Because she is kind of taking control of her life.
Yes.
And she, and
I honestly feel like it might be the best. I know I keep bringing it back to this Oklahoma and Music Man thing, and like it doesn't need to be as like as aggressively compared, but I feel like it's more progressive than both of them, because I actually think that Lizzie like understands what she wants.
Yeah.
Where I don't really think like Lori or Marion.
Right. They just need a guy to show her.
Yeah.
But Lizzie is like, I want to be with somebody because I don't want to be alone.
Yeah, she doesn't not want to be with someone.
Right.
She's like, no, like I like enjoy and people's company.
All these gross brothers of hers are like, you need a man. And she's like, I just want to be happy. I want to be in love.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is kind of like riding a thin line.
Yeah.
But maybe on the side of like a lot more woker than the other shows around this time.
I kind of agree. Yeah. Like, and I think people forget that, especially like if you, I don't know, like if you're a woman and like you want to be in love and get married, you can, and that's a completely noble thing to do. Like it's not like she, like it's gross because yes, her family is telling her that she needs to get married, or her brothers are telling her because like they're men and they're better and whatever. But I think it's perfectly fine for a character to think, I want a family, I want to live a simple life, I want to wake up in the morning and eat breakfast and lunch and work on this, like, I don't know. I think this is a kind of a cool musical because it doesn't glamorize anything. It's not like marriage is either awful and you are always arguing and it's terrible and it will ruin your life. And it's not like marriage is the band-aid that will fix everything. And once you're in love, nothing can touch you because you're unstoppable. Yeah. It's very like, no, like I just want the simple things in life. It doesn't need to be a fairy tale. It doesn't need to be a tragic love story. It can just be
right. Like
me and the sheriff live in the same town and it will work.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is kind of sweet.
It is nice. And also, like, raunchy, she's kind of like, because she's not a very sexualized character.
Right.
But she's kind of taking control of her sexuality.
Yeah.
She's kind of like, I'm not like this, but it could be if I want
to
be.
Yeah, she's like, yes, she's very like, if I wanted to. I don't want to, but I could.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm, like, liking this musical the more that we talk about it.
It was, well, it was on Broadway in 1963.
It didn't do that well.
Yeah.
Well, it just didn't run for that long.
Right.
Which I think is a little bit of a shame.
It was choreographed by Agnes DeMille, who choreographed Oklahoma. So she likes that. She likes the rodeo. She likes the Southwest stuff. She likes that kind of stuff.
Oh, Agnes.
Oh, Agnes. And it was nominated for 4 Tonys. Best Score, Best Leading Actress, Best Featured Actor, and Best Direction.
No.
No Agnes, but there's not that much dancing in it. So.
Can't beat Mame, but you can beat Agnes.
And then it was revived in 2007 with icon Audra McDonald. That was nominated for Best Lighting, Orchestrations, Featured Actor, Leading Actress, and Best Revival. But it won none in the original or in the revival. So
what the heck?
It doesn't do very well. I think it's because there is nothing very glamorous about it. I think it rides a very calm line.
Yes.
But it just doesn't have the flashy to take the Tony.
It's a very like slice of life piece.
Yeah.
Like I feel like the con man thing is kind of, ooh, that's different. But
that happens in every musical.
I really think
like there's the traveling salesman in Oklahoma and in the Music Man.
Yeah. Yeah, you're so
it's
right.
It's a common theme.
It's a common theme.
Yeah.
If you haven't been conned by a con man once in your life, you're lying. I can think of at least 3 examples of a con man.
Yeah, literally.
So I think that that makes me so sad, though, that it didn't really do well. And the New York City Opera also did a production of it in 1992, like Kristen Chenoweth. And
also directed by Scott Ellis and choreographed by Susan Stroman, my idol.
Which obviously, but that obviously means if they're getting all these choreography greats, that there's got to be some great dancing.
Yeah, and in that, I listened to that recording, the City Opera Revival, and there is a lot thicker dance breaks in that recording. There's like a soft shoe section in one part that was really cute.
I think I was reading about that production in particular because the opera obviously has a huge orchestra at their disposal. Like the New York Opera comes with
the soundtrack is beautiful.
And that's, I think that was a big draw for them is that that orchestra that I think they reorchestrated a lot of it, like making the score fuller. So I'm sure because they had that amazing orchestra, they were able to.
And also Karen Ziemba. I love her.
Yeah.
She's Lizzie. And which I think is perfect casting.
Yeah.
And then Kristen Chenoweth is also in it. And she's great.
Yeah. I like have no bad things to say about these productions. Yeah. I would have loved to see.
Yeah, like it. Maybe it works better on a soundtrack, but like I don't know because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, and there was a concert like production of it, which I don't know. I feel like it does have just great. The music is so good.
What's your favorite song?
I honestly think that my favorite song is the opening song. Mm. Gonna Be Another Hot Day.
It's pretty.
It hits different. There are just some musical theater songs. I can't even explain to you why I like them. Like they don't have any particular like the meaning of that was so deep. Like there are some on here that I think are beautiful songs because of the meaning, the writing, the lyrics. But this song, like listening to it just makes me like if you're ever walking on the street and you have headphones in, I'm telling you, play this song. You will not regret it.
Yeah. Mine is, I always give multiple because I can't pick one. If I had to pick one, it would be the very finale, like the rain song reprise. When they like get the rain, I don't know, that music just like takes off. It's like
it's
silent
so
and then it's like
pretty
full and it's just
and you
like,
can like feel the rain.
Builds. Yeah. Like I love that part. I felt that in my soul when I listened to it for the first time. I was like, wow. And I went back and listened to it over and over again because I was like, this is good. And then my other favorites
they
are...
did that good.
Yeah. My other favorites are like everybody's favorites. Raunchy.
Yeah.
And Simple Little Things. Like you just can't beat that
you
song.
You can't.
Yeah.
Also, Melisande is a really pretty song too.
Yeah.
I personally am envisioning a world where Josh Groban sings all of the man songs.
Oh, I totally see that.
I'm manifesting it for myself.
I totally see that.
Yeah. Some of the songs are really good.
What would you rate it? Scale of 1 to 10. Scale of 1, 10.
Stop. Stop. I'm kind of stressed about it because, like, okay, I think I would honestly give it like an 8.5.
I think I'd give it a 9.
Yeah.
I think this might be my favorite that we've done so far.
Yeah. I like loved it.
Yeah.
Like, I really did. I'm like surprised at how much I loved it, yeah. But I really loved it. We had a teacher in college who really liked it, and he would always make people sing things from it. And I feel like maybe because of that, I was just like, is it weird or is it good? Because he was always like, is it, I could never tell if it was like a weird show or was it actually like a great show. And if you're listening to this, you know who you are, professor from school.
Yeah, literally.
It's good. I understand the art behind it. Like, I do think it's a beautiful piece of theater.
I think it could be a 10 if I saw it and really liked it.
I think so, too. I can imagine the music filling a room and being in that. I think that there's nothing like being in a room with a full orchestra and people like Audra McDonald singing these songs. I just can't even imagine.
I wish.
Why didn't it run forever? Why, like, I'm so mad. 2007 was, what was going on? Like, what were we doing in 2007 that was so much more important than this production?
I don't even know.
So sad.
Well, maybe they'll do a revival with
another
Sam Foster and Hugh Jackman. Honestly, don't knock it till you try it.
Honestly, I feel like that would be, honestly, a perfect cast.
Yeah, literally.
They should just take every cast of The Music Man and just insert it into One Ten the Shade. I'm serious. This is a theory.
It'd work.
A theater should do a season of like Oklahoma, One Ten in the Shade, and Music Man all in sequence and just have the same cast.
Sorry, a lot of memorization, but it's Broadway. Sorry.
But it's Broadway. So get over it. If you just like talk in this southern accent.
And if you don't want to, I'll take your spot.
If you don't want to, I'll swing them. I'll swing all three. Yeah, so you heard it here. This is a winner.
I definitely say you have to go listen to this.
You have to.
Yeah.
And like some of the other ones, I would say you should, but you don't have to.
Right, and like I know you miss theater, and this is gonna like fill that hole for you. Like, so why not do it? Just do it.
Yeah.
Listen to it.
Like if you've ever listened to a musical and liked it, then you will like this musical.
Promise.
If you're pursuing any sort of BFA or BA in literally anything,
just go ahead and listen to it.
If you play an instrument,
waited too long.
If you have ears, you'll like it.
You'll like it.
Yeah, we waited too long. And honestly, I feel like we were sleeping on this show.
Yeah.
But maybe we all were.
You heard it here first. 1 10 in the Shade. It's a 10 in our hearts.
It's true. So, you know what? Just to get a fan. It's a hot one out there. 1 10 in the Shade.
And follow us on Instagram. At WTF_BWay. That is at WTF_BWAY.
We post new updates every Monday and Wednesday. Sorry, this episode's a little late. There was a contradictory to the 1 10 in the Shade analogy. There was a huge snowstorm, so it has been a bit crazy. But typically every Monday and Wednesday. And also check out our new playlist on Spotify. We'll update it every week, adding our new favorite songs from each show. So if you're really feeling in that musical theater kid vibe, you can just put that baby on shuffle and get a nice abridged version of all of the shows we've explored so far.
Thanks for tuning in.
We'll see you next week.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.